You know me. Sometimes bright ideas just pop into me head, and I was thinking, seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame, what's his name has had, has, nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift, debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it. Good, you got it. Take for instance Mrs. Mooney and her pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. Now a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well, and it does seem a waste.
As always, Mrs. Lovett, how I did without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think about it. Lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of all their pies?
What's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd? What, Mr. Todd? What is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear.
And who are we to deny it in here?
These are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett, and desperate measures are called for.
Here, straight out of the oven.
What is that?
It's fop, finest in the shop. Or we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherds on top. And I've just begun. Here's a politician so oily, it's served with a doily, not one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer.
And to mealy.
An actor that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu.
Wait, true, we don't have judge yet. But we've got something you might fancy even better.
What's that?
Executioner.
Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can